Tiny Tips for Moms and Dads, number 3. Today I want to talk about character development, a lifetime process, the process of building blocks to their divine identity. Every day, they are in the process of discovering who they are. So some of what I want to do in this category of blogs for parents is to go back to my book, Embracing the Gift of Parenthood, and reiterate and expound on different elements of the book that I feel will be helpful, and that as we grow and evolve as parents, that there is still more truth and knowledge to color the context and content of our parenting strategies and philosophy. One area of development and growth that I feel is crucial in raising and nurturing our children is that of helping them in the development of their character traits and behavior. This, of course, involves us first looking at ourselves and coming to terms about what we do and do not want to pass on to our children. Introspection and retrospection are important tools for us in order to access where we are in our own character development. Parents have to live the qualities of character they want to cultivate in the personality of their child. In each state of development, whether it is the child's development or the relationship of child and parent, it takes a lifetime to acquire what it is we are looking for, those attributes that make up the fulfillment of the human design. We cannot abandon our children to this world of trickery, greed, and lust. We owe it to them and to society as a whole to raise children that will evolve to become contributing and functional adults. Are you up for the challenge? Are you ready to take on a journey that will help you become more of who you really are? If your answer to these questions is yes, then by all means, let's continue the conversation. This journey of parenthood is really not that complicated as it seems. You see, these children that we are making a lifetime commitment to are gifts. Gifts that will ultimately we have no physical and emotional control over. What we do have, however, if we have done our work, is a spiritual connection that will never separate them from us and us from them. It is this connection that lasts a lifetime and beyond. When we have spent time modeling the appropriate attributes, values, and morals, we can rely on this spiritual relationship to guide them throughout their lives. Our thoughts and feelings will transmit to them in the most obscure ways. Take for instance, can you remember when you were in the midst of doing something you knew that you were not supposed to do, and you would hear your mother's or father's voice in your head? Sometimes you would get a lump in your throat or discomfort in the pit of your stomach. The most amazing thing is when we actually hear ourselves saying or doing things to or for our children that our parents said or did to or for us, that many times these responses are unintentional and merely more like a reflex response. We must make sure that we carry only those things that are loving and respectful. We don't want to impose anything on our children that is offensive and destructive. Think of what you share with them in the process of parenting that will build good self-esteem and confidence in your child. Let your words and actions demonstrate the best of what you have to offer. This is the part of parenting that makes it all worthwhile. Cherish these days of your child's youth. These days don't last forever, and they pass ever so quickly. The opportunity we have to influence them and make an imprint on their life is so short. Peers take over before you know it, and if you have not built a firm foundation for your relationship, you will miss the opportunity of a lifetime. This is about building blocks that will carry them throughout their life with tools to navigate society and their own personal divine journey.